Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and happy day. Welcome to Anna's Journey. I'm your show's host, Anna Renault, and you can find out more about me on my website, annarenault.com, and that's A-N-N-A-J-O-U-R. I'm giving you the wrong website. I need to wake up and get moving here. Anna Renault, A-N-N-A-R-E-N-A-U-L-T.com. Welcome to the show this morning. We're going to be talking with a fantastic entrepreneur, Jory Fisher, in just a few moments. Before we jump into the show, I remind people that the shows are recorded and available for replay 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Today's airtime sponsor is Lucky Dog Wellness, and that is run by our canine wellness specialist, Jane Rainier. You can check out her website, luckydogwellness.com, LuckyDogWellness. You can also give Jane a phone call at 410-961-3542. Again, 410-961-3542. Jane will assist you with your elderly dog, maybe one that has chronic illness or some type of disease, or maybe they're just having trouble adjusting to a new home. Go to her website, luckydogwellness.com, and look through the 10 most common pet health myths. I was surprised at a couple of those that were listed. Thanks a lot, Jane, for supporting. I really appreciate your assistance. Also, thank you for connecting me with Jory Fisher. And before we get much farther along, let's see if I can click this little button here, click and activate a microphone. Hello, Jory. You're live on the air at Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. How are you today?
Good morning, Miss Anna. I am doing great. Thank you for asking, and I can tell you're doing fine.
Well, if I can get my tongue from around my eye tooth and see what I'm saying and doing here, I'm doing good. I am up.
Ooh,
I'm
that's
out.
Clever.
And the hot weather has cooled off. Baltimore is good yesterday and today. Thank you, Lord, for the break. We really were kind of melting a little bit after those hot days. So, Jory, I know that you have had a very long history. I've done a little research on you. I understand your first entrepreneurial toe in the water was a lemonade stand way back when you were a little girl. See, I do my homework.
I don't know how you dug that one up, but you're absolutely right.
You did a Blog Talk Radio interview a couple of years ago, and I found it, and you talked about doing
gosh.
This. Yeah. See, you can't hide from Anna Renault and Anna's Journey because I travel all over the place. But it was interesting when you sent me the email and that you have this really great top six tagline, to live, local, lucrative. I like that. So we're going to forge a lifelong relationship with all of our networking friends and certainly doing some interesting things. I'm looking forward to your next Green Turtle networking event on August 7th when you allowed me to be your speaker, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of what-ifs. What if you're a six-year-old and doing a lemonade stand? Does that mean you're going to be an entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm.
It certainly did for Jory Fisher. And then you had this other very long history of becoming a lawyer and a college professor and all kinds of stuff. But you're really doing this top six networking right now, and you have a couple of different ones going, and we're going to jump into the show and talk about those. But before we do that, let's talk about you more recent, at least since your last Blog Talk Radio show. What have you been doing just this year? Because I think you've really expanded just in 2017. Tell us about Jory Fisher 2017.
The 2017 model? That's fun.
Yep.
That's fun. Well, I loved doing radio. That was one of the ways that I was able to interview some fascinating people. And I hadn't met you yet, Anna. Otherwise, you would have definitely been a guest. But I did have a Blog Talk Radio show. It's still, you know, that's one of the things that's fun about internet radio is it stays up there forever. But yep. Heart and Soul for Women of Faith has been a Blog Talk Radio show for 7 years, but about 3 years ago, I decided to move more into doing local networking and local interviewing of people and not as much on the internet. And one of the reasons I did that is because of the emphasis that we like to put on. When I say we, I do mean Top Six Coaches, and I'm happy to explain what that is to be able to grow your business locally. Of course, you can jump out and go national, go international if you want to. I do have fun thinking about our wonderful sponsor, Jane Rainier. And she, I want to say that she has come to my house and helped my little cockapoo, which was wonderful. But I have fun thinking of her traveling across the United States and across the globe doing the wonderful work that she does. And of course she could, but it's very important, in my opinion, to start locally. So I did step down from being a Blog Talk Radio show host in order to start networking groups here in the local Baltimore area. So when you say, what am I doing 2017, I did recently expand the number of groups that I was actively running with meetup.com. I suggest everybody go there, that you can actually be the host of three groups for the same price as one group. So I've recently expanded. I do have Six Figure Success Club Baltimore Metro, and that is the one where Anna will be speaking first Monday in August at the Green Turtle in Hunt Valley, Maryland, and on What If, just like she said. And then I also have two others. One is called Sales Business Leadership Success in Baltimore and Beyond. And the other one is Baltimore Christian Business Owner. So I just really enjoy being able to look someone in the eye and give them a hug, just like we do, Anna. You get to really get to know somebody better if you get to see them on a regular basis and you get to see them in person. So that is one way that I have been enjoying 2017 for sure. So thank you for asking.
Well, it is just absolutely awesome for a couple of different reasons. One, the fact that we cross paths here, there, and everywhere at the Green Turtle at White Marsh, Green Turtle at Hunt Valley, certainly through One Purpose Woman Community. You know, apparently we were meant to be on each other's path, which
absolutely
was another one of those ironic little things that I crossed paths with on one of your website pieces of information, that you have a hole in your heart, a congenital heart defect. I have that, only mine was discovered at birth. I wasn't really allowed to get up, run around and play and do a whole bunch of stuff until I was almost 6 years old, when the medical community realized that a little bit of exercise would strengthen the heart. So, you know, it's kind of ironic when I crossed paths with that. And when the doctor said to you, God obviously has a plan for your life, doctors have been saying that a lot to me recently since my metastatic breast cancer diagnosis, that I'm still here after all the things that I've been through. And we don't know what God has planned for us. We just hope and pray that when we see an open door of opportunity, we take it and we open that door and we walk through. And certainly with your Christian business, I think some of the Christian community is finally saying, we're tired of the public saying we can't talk about God, that we can't admit that we're Christian. We are Christian. We can admit it. We do have freedom of speech and freedom from religion in this country, and we are getting out there. So it has just been fortuitous that we crossed paths and that we were able to meet and do this radio show. Now, when we met, you only had the one group going. I think it was maybe the next week or two, then I went on Meetup, and all of a sudden you had three, and it was like, whoa, this lady is really going to town. So let's talk about that face-to-face meeting. What does that mean to you?
Well, because I really love looking people in the eye, and I am a hugger, I like being able to hug people. It's just been such a joy for me. I mean, like what you and I are doing right now, it's great, and it's amazing how much you can get into a deep conversation. I did my whole coaching business was remote for years, and so I had clients all over the place whom I never got to meet. So it is. There's a lot to be said for remote coaching. There's a lot to be said for, you know, think about that old adage, reach out and touch someone by telephone, right? You can definitely have deep conversations, but there's just something so special about being able to develop a relationship over time in person. And you can laugh, you know, and you can tell really what somebody is thinking and feeling more through their body language. So much can be strengthened. A relationship can really be strengthened, I believe, when you're meeting somebody and getting to know them in person. So that's one of the reasons that I like it so much. And I do highly recommend the term networking. I'm afraid can have negative connotations for people who think about, oh no, I'm just going to go to that place and people are going to shove business cards in my face and all of that. And yeah, you know, I've been to events like that too, but what I recommend to people is that they try different groups, and that is the beauty of Meetup, is you can just put your interest, whether it's hiking or knitting or crocheting or single dating, you know, whatever it might be, you can just put it in the search bar and then find different groups and go, you know, maybe grab a friend and go with them so that you're not going alone. And where you feel comfortable, I say, hang your hat and stay there, you know. Try to go deep instead of too wide. I know some people just are always going to different networking groups, and God bless them, you know, more power to them. But I much prefer to get out there, see where I feel really comfortable, and then go deep.
And that is a very good point when you say about networking, because it has certainly changed. I actually officially retired from my longtime life career in 2001, when I think I've been retired half as long as I worked for 31 years. That just shocks the heck out of me. But I've done all these other interesting things. Many people do job hop from job to job. I got a job. I stuck with it for 31 years, at least with the same company, even though they moved me from desk to desk and office to office. But I actually was inside of a rehab facility for 25 years, and I think I was in just about every department at some point. But since I retired in 2001, I have been able to really do various things, especially as an entrepreneur, and it has really helped to feed my soul. And I'm doing somewhat the opposite of what you're doing. You have gone from the long distance to the in-person, and primarily because of medical. I've gone from the personal to the long distance because I can't do as much hugging as I want to do. So I do a lot of things by computer and by phone, and it works. And that's the bottom line when it comes to networking. What works for you? And you certainly recommend face-to-face. How many businesses really never get out there? They don't have time. They don't have the money. They don't have the understanding, in my opinion, of what it means to get out there and meet people who can then talk about you and tell people who you are and what you do.
That's right.
Why would you not want that to happen if you're in business? I know at the last Green Turtle meeting I went to with you in June, there were some B&I folks there. How many of them had never thought of going to a meetup? Because they belong to B&I, they figured they already do it. Go ahead.
Well, and I was really happy to see them there. They're actually, I'm in their chapter, or they're in my chapter, however you want to put it. I'm relatively new to BNI. I joined in February, so more likely than not, I'm in their chapter. But it's great. It's there's a lot to be said for BNI, and the nice thing is that you can visit other BNI chapters. So I just encourage them to branch out a little bit more and start coming to my meetups, for example, and other meetups as well. So that is what I was going to say, that between meetup, which most people don't charge a large amount to attend a meetup. And then BNI, which does have an annual fee, but it's very reasonable for everything that you get. There are ample opportunities. And of course, Ginny Robertson here in the Baltimore area has her, let's see, it's recently, it was On Purpose Women Networking, and now it's On Purpose Community.
On Purpose Woman Community, yes.
There you go.
OPN for ever since I belonged in 2001, and now it's OPW. And I feel like I need to, you know, inscribe that on my hand somewhere so I can remember OPW instead. But
exactly. But Ginny definitely knows the value of being in person with people. So she started that many years ago, and it's really done a lot to help so many people personally and professionally.
And it's so important, and you say here in the Baltimore area, but she's really here in Maryland because I think she touches almost all the corners. I don't think she has expanded to the Eastern Shore yet, but she certainly goes to all around Baltimore and Harford County, certainly Frederick, and then down towards D.C., and then there is one now in Virginia. So she really does get around, and her method of women, meeting women, building relationships, and networking in that way certainly has been successful for hundreds.
Absolutely.
On purpose.
Ginny was
women.
My first friend in Maryland. I moved here from Virginia 5 years ago, and I had found out through her On Purpose Women, at the time, magazine, that about the conference, the annual conference. And I think it was her first one, maybe it was her second one, but I had the opportunity to go even before we had a home here. My husband had just taken a job in Maryland. We hadn't moved here yet, and that's how I got to know Ginny. So right from the get-go, I knew that I had friends as I was moving from Virginia to Baltimore, so it was great.
Well, when Ginny says there are cool women in her group, that's no lie. There are all kinds of all sizes, all shapes, all kinds of businesses. One of the first women I met in On Purpose was a car salesman. Now, I had grown up in the Baltimore area, and I had never known a woman to be a car salesman. It just wasn't one of the things women did. And I met this really cool woman who, that's what she did, and it was, and next to her was a shoe salesman, and next to her was a map maker. It was like, I've never been in a room of women that do all these different things, non-traditional kind of things. I was sitting at the non-traditional table, apparently.
Apparently.
But we certainly have our share of, you know, real estate people and accountants. And at that time, we even had three or four different women doing owning hair salons, and that paid off for me the first time I went bald after one of my chemos that they offered to shave my head for me. I mean, it's been amazing how the On Purpose women have come to my aid in many different things. But let's talk about this top six coaching. So you're business coach, you've been certified as top six. What does that mean?
Well, the term top six actually comes from a statistic that was gleaned from the Edwin Kaufman Foundation, and it was determined that only 6% of entrepreneurs actually bring home six figures. So top six goes to, let's try to get people in that top 6% who want to have profitable businesses and who doesn't want to have a profitable business, right? And so the company was founded by an amazing woman named Tommy Wolf, and she's in the Denver area. And Tommy now trains and mentors top six coaches, not just around the United States, but also internationally. She has a coach in Africa, and she has a couple of coaches in Canada. So we are trained by her to then go out and train entrepreneurs, specifically solopreneurs and service-based businesses, to put the foundation in place that they need in order to grow a very successful joy-filled business, because when you're happy doing what you're called to do, then it makes a big difference not only in your life but everybody around you, and certainly in the lives of the people that you're serving. So that's what the term top six comes from, is getting business owners in that top 6%. So I am the top six coach for the Baltimore metro area, and that doesn't mean I have to be the only one, but I am the only one so far. This is my third year in the Baltimore metro area as a top six coach. And before that, yes, I was a business coach, but I wasn't running 12-month mastermind program, which is what top six model is, because it does take a good year, a good wonderful year of high touch, focus, support, accountability, and training in order to launch well.
And it's certainly interesting that you're really pushing people to get into that six-figure success club meetup that we are hoping that people will think about, put it on their calendar, and come out to the Green Turtle in Hunt Valley on August the 7th and meet some other people who are really interested and eager to make six figures. It really makes life challenging, interesting. And it would be really interesting to see how many of your folks become the next top six. Certainly keep moving forward and making
a difference in their life.
I
mean, a lot of the people that I work with and who attend the meetups, they don't necessarily want to have a six-figure business, because with six figures comes responsibility. And some people are happy having a part-time business, or maybe one that's a little shy of six figures. So it's not that I'm going to say, oh, no, in order to be part of our six-figure success club meetup, you have to have this compelling desire to build a six-figure business. But, you know, it's something to aspire to that a lot of people want, and that's great. So I'm happy to help people, even if they don't have this burning desire to bring home six figures. It's still a nice aspiration to hang out with people who do want to make a significant difference in the world. And it does seem that you can do a lot with money. You know, money isn't a bad thing. Money's a good thing. You can give to more charities for one thing. You could set up a foundation for another, or simply pay all the bills that, you know, maybe there's some medical bills or something like that. So, I mean, there's so many reasons in this world why we could use a healthy income. So I'm happy to help people who want to have a business that makes a difference.
Well, let's talk just a moment about that, because I know from talking to some tax people, there are a lot of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs out there who really say they want to be in business, say they are a business, and it's really more of a expensive hobby.
Right.
I'm sure
right.
You've crossed paths with some of those. Talk about that for just a minute.
I think we need to, as entrepreneurs, I think we need to decide fairly early on what it is that we want. Because if you want a hobby, that's great, but it's the operative word there is expensive. I don't know too many people who want to have an expensive hobby who aren't independently wealthy or something like that, right? I mean, if you're going to have a hobby, it's nice that it's not expensive. And so starting up your own business definitely is an investment. There's no question. So I think you need to make a decision fairly early on as to whether it's going to be something that you do full bore, or it's something you're just going to want to do to maybe bring in a little bit of income or something. It's probably a discussion you need to have with your spouse if you're married. But yes, I know so many people, and this is why so many businesses fail too, is a lot of people don't realize in the beginning that it is an investment of time and money and energy and all of that in order to start your own business. So you need to make a decision, and you need to get help if you are determined to grow your business into something that is profitable and significant. It's just too hard to do all by yourself.
Well, I know just on Monday I interviewed a lady about joy, having joy in your life. And
beautiful.
Certainly if we, you know, feel that business is our way to go and we want it to help feed our soul, then
mm-hmm.
yes, I think we do. It's probably one of the first things that I recommend to even authors. If you want to be a published author, what is your goal? Do you want to be on the New York best-selling list? Do you want to
mm-hmm.
just make 100 copies and give them to your friends? Do you want to just leave a legacy for your child to have
mm-hmm.
your memoir? You need to know what you're doing, because once
Excellent.
The book is published, your life can change forever.
Mm.
I know I can remember saying to Ken Roshan at Perfect Publishing,
mm-hmm.
one of my dreams had been to see my name on the front cover of a book. And
mm-hmm.
he said, you need to dig deeper. And it's a good thing that we did before we published,
mm.
because my life has changed dramatically since
Aww.
The book published. First of all,
well,
my
I know
life
Ken
is
very
there.
Proud of you. He's very excited about everything that you've done, and he enjoys knowing that he might have had a little bit to do with getting you going.
Oh, he had. I'm actually trying to decide if I want to write another book. When did it change?
Wow.
When did
mm-hmm.
that goal of just seeing my name on the cover change to actually being, I'm a published author, public speaker, you know,
yeah.
I have a story and a mission, and when did it change?
Amazing.
And really, it was when Ken sat on the other side of the table and said, I can help make this happen.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, wow is right. I wanted it to happen. I thought I
mm-hmm.
wanted to do this. I wasn't really sure what the next step was. Now, I had had a friend who had published a book in April or May of 2007. And unfortunately, she went with a company that, at least in my opinion, ripped her off really big time.
Mm.
Unfortunately, she died a few months later from her cancer.
Oh,
and
no.
I thought, I don't want any parts of that. You know, I don't want to
mm-hmm.
get into a rat race where you have to worry about whether the company that's helping you is really
mm-hmm.
ripping you off, you know. And then
right.
here's this guy that I know that I met in a networking meeting face to face.
There you go.
I,
mm-hmm.
you know, thought I could trust him. I thought, okay, he knows what he's talking about. And he's saying,
right.
this can happen. This can, you know, we can do this. Plus, he also
mm-hmm.
gave me some really good tips. Certainly
Good.
One that I pass on to a lot of authors is when you autograph your book, you don't use your business signature. You don't write it the same way you do on your checks or on your
mm-hmm.
contract. You don't want your signature, you know, copied, your legal
oh, wow.
signature copied. I
Goodness.
Never would have thought of that. I mean,
me neither.
Really, yeah. But I love having people ask for my autograph. I just have to make sure that it's not my legal signature.
Wow.
You know, and it's like, when did
Fascinating.
This little dream become a big dream and then become a reality? And that's where
Aww.
I think your face-to-face networking makes a difference. I think
mm-hmm.
that's when it becomes real for a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs. When you're face-to-face with another entrepreneur, whether they're your competition
mm-hmm.
or not, they could be a totally different business and absolutely no competition for you. but it makes it real. It really brings it home that this mm-hmm. is what I want to do. This is where I need to put my time
yeah.
and my energy.
And you, one of the reasons you knew you could trust Ken is because the two of you knew that you would be seeing each other again. Right.
Right.
I mean,
right. I mean, this wasn't
sometimes
some
when
guy in some
yeah.
desk in New York somewhere that
right.
I would probably only speak to once in a while on the phone. It
exactly.
makes a difference. Jory, mm-hmm. what else do you want people to know about you that we haven't talked about? We talked a little bit about your background, a little bit about your current meetups. What else do you want
mm-hmm.
people to know about you before we run out of time?
Well, that's sweet. Well, I think people who meet me in person find out pretty quickly that I do enjoy laughing, enjoy having a good time with authenticity. You know, I just, there's something very special about going deep with people. And so having deep conversations, and you and I've had several where we've started to really get to know each other well, not just this one, but also in person. And I thoroughly love that. And family is very important to me, obviously. Well, I don't know about obviously, but I think I have a hard time having a conversation without weaving into the conversation at some point something about my family and my faith. And so I love talking with other people who also hold those values and pretty high. You know, faith and family, it's very important to me. And fitness, so I think I'm all about the F's, right? Faith, family, fitness. And I am very excited to say that my husband and I are going on our first cruise tomorrow. I've never been on a cruise. The last time I was on a ship was in 1965 when my family came back from Naples, Italy. We'd been living in Italy for a couple of years. So Dave and I are going to Nova Scotia tomorrow. And the timing, as you know, is very good for us. Anna knows that my husband's father, my father-in-law, passed away just a few days ago, and we had the funeral in Massachusetts, the viewing on Sunday and the funeral on Monday. And it's pretty amazing that, you know, he was a wonderful man. We got to celebrate his life, and now Dave and I get to go off and spend 10 days up in going up to Nova Scotia and back. And very excited about just having that time to be alone with my husband and relaxing.
And that's an important thing to do after any life trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had a few in your life recently,
yes.
some really stressful
yes.
things. So it's really good to hear that you're going
mm-hmm.
to get away and de-stress.
Yeah.
And there again, when you've got three meetups going, you really do need to have that downtime. And there again, when you're an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
some of us tend to think we can go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We don't need a day off. We don't need to stop when the sun goes down, and we can just keep going all night long. And
mm-hmm.
it really does shoot ourselves in the foot when you do that. You really do need that downtime. And that's one of the things I love about Ginny. I think she takes a whole month and just leaves town and, you know, hibernates somewhere and really looks at where her life is, where her business is. And
mm-hmm.
again, it's one of those business tips that hopefully you've all done a business plan when you've started your business. You need to visit that every 6 months or every year at least, and see if it needs to be changed a little bit. Does it need to be
right.
upgraded? Does it need to be downgraded? Are you ready to expand, or have you expanded too far, too fast? And that's one of the things we're going to talk about on August 7th. What if? I ask people to be on the radio show. Oh, what if I get too many clients?
Oh,
well,
my goodness.
What if? What if you do? You know, what do you do? You know, I mean, how many entrepreneurs would like to have too many clients? You know, that would be awesome, in my opinion. But it
mm-hmm.
scares a lot of people. So what, what
so
do you do?
So people have fear
you know?
Of failure and fear of success.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to be talking a lot about that, I think, on August 7th, because I'm going to be asking people, what if? What do you think? Well, you know, I want some feedback. I want you to think out loud
mm-hmm.
here and help each other, because if one of you is thinking it, probably more of you are thinking it. And it really, and again, that's the value of that face-to-face meeting. Jury, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, I was just going to say, because I really would love for them to come hear you, Anna, and some of them, they'd be meeting you in person for the first time. We've already talked about how important that is. And so just go to getonmeetup.com. You would need to join if you're going to RSVP, and there's no cost to join meetup.com. And just put in the search bar, Six Figure Success Club, and in parentheses, Baltimore Metro. Six Figure Success Club, Baltimore Metro. And you'll see the meetup description, and then you'll see the event that we're talking about. There is a very small fee for coming, and then there we would also hope that you would, out of respect to the Green Turtle, and because it's the lunching hour and you're probably hungry by lunch there, but that's on you. And go ahead and join the Six Figure Success Club and RSVP that you're coming. So that would be great. If you want to find out more about me and the meetups and how the Top Six Club could help you, just send an email to Jory, J-O-R-Y, at joryfisher.com, and that's J-O-R-Y-F-I-S-H-E-R. .com. You can check out my website, joryfisher.com. And that would be the main thing. Of course, I am hoping to be unplugged quite a bit over the next 9 days, but I will check in every once in a while and be happy
That's
to get
okay.
back
to
you.
That's okay. It usually takes people about that long to sometimes listen to the show live,
sure.
listen to the show replay, and then figure out whether they want to. And they'll look you up, like I did, look up your other Blog Talk Radio interviews, look up your website, and there's a lot
mm-hmm.
to read on your website, you know, your purpose, your passions, your background, your
mm-hmm.
certificates, certifications, there's a lot to read, so, you know, it may take them that long to get in touch with you, and that would be awesome. But
so I have time to go on a cruise and
come
back.
Trip.
Thank you.
Your trip. Have a great time. You know, really take time to just be present with your husband and
right.
just really de-stress after the past couple of weeks of family issues.
Thank
and
you, dear.
Medical issues and all kinds of
mm-hmm.
things. Thanks a lot for being on Anna's journey. The computer is going to tell us here in just about a minute or two that we're running out of time. So thank you so very much. Appreciate you having been with us and certainly looking forward to seeing you at the Green Turtle on August the 7th, and certainly talking a little bit more about just what is important to us as entrepreneurs and where do we
right.
want our businesses to go. Do we want to be
beautiful
an expensive hobby, or do we want to be a business? Do we want to look at making six figures? Certainly some questions that I think
mm-hmm.
a lot of people really do need to look at and take seriously. Thanks a
mm-hmm.
lot, Jory. I'll see you soon.
You're
take care.
A blessing.
Have a great time.
Thank you for having me, and thank you again to Jane for sponsoring this. So God
no
bless you,
problem.
And a blessing on all of your listeners. Take care, Anna.
Take care. Thank you. We've been talking with Jory Fisher, who is a certified coach. She's certainly dedicated to the top six tagline, live local, lucrative. Now, I also want to announce Sherry Sternberger, who has Wellness by Sherry. You can look up her website, WellnessbySHARI.com. You can get in touch with Sherry at wellnessbysherry@verizon.net, or you can call her at 724-313-4663. Because Sherry says the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. Mehmet Oz Healing Touch Aromatherapy, Light, Sound, and Sacred Geometry. The time is now. Are you ready? Get in touch with Sherry Sternberger and see what Sherry has to offer. She says, or she quotes Professor Tiller saying, future medicine will be based on controlling energy in the body. So let's think about our bodies, mind over body. How much control do we have over the energy that we actually have within our own bodies? So think about Wellness by Sherry. And again, that's WellnessbySHARI.com. check it out, see what you think. Medicine is energy medicine. Energy medicine, healing touch, aromatherapy, light, sound, and sacred geometry. It should be a very interesting movement within the medical field. Thanks, Sherry, for offering your ad here on Anna's Journey on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you to our airtime sponsor, Jane Rainier, who is a canine wellness specialist. Her business is LuckyDogWellness.com, LuckyDogWellness. Give Jane a call at 410-961-3542. She will be glad to help you out with your dog who may be showing signs of aging, who is maybe adjusting to a new home. Maybe there is some anxiety, stress, or pain and various behaviors that might need to be looked at. Jane also teaches pet first aid. She also does massage therapy and Reiki for pets. So it's a really interesting business, in my opinion. She also has a little PR assistant named Fifi, and she has written a book, Fifi and Friends. So Jane has really been a busy entrepreneur this year in 2017. Thanks for supporting Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I'm Anna Renault, your show's host, AnnaRenault.com. I am working on updating my website with my webmaster, and things are really happening as I prepare to do some new books and some traveling that will also produce the book. And I will be back on the air. I believe I'm scheduled tomorrow with MedStar Union Memorial. I'm on air on Friday with Deidre about some interesting research that is showing some problems that perhaps women are seeing with our Kotex, our adult diapers, and other products that may be containing some things that are harmful to our bodies. So it's been a busy week here on Anna's Journey. But then I do have some other shows coming up with Dr. Gwen next Tuesday, and then another show actually in August on the 2nd, 16th, and 30th about taxes for small businesses. So it's going to be a very busy August for Anna's Journey. Feel free to check out blogtalkradio.com/Anna, A-N-N-A, hyphen Renault, R-E-N-A-U-L-T. All my shows are listed. All the links to the previously recorded shows are available. Feel free to go in and listen to whatever topic draws your attention. Feel free to share the link with those you think might want to be informed about the different topics. Thanks a lot for your support. Take care and have a great day.